Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Websites that are selling human milk for infant consumption are gaining in popularity, and my guest is Dr. Sarah Keim. She's the principal investigator in the Center for Biobehavioral Health at the Research Institute at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Keim. Tell us about the trend. People, I mean, it's not maybe a trend, just a fad, but people are buying breast milk over the internet?
That's right. We've noticed in the past few years several websites bringing up just for this purpose. We don't quite know exactly how common it is, but it's obviously something that's been facilitated by the rise of social networking and the internet to do just about anything these days.
Now, why would somebody purchase breast milk over the internet as opposed to just, if they can't breastfeed, doing formula? I mean, are they thinking that this is going to be a much healthier way even though it's from somebody else?
I think that is the case. You know, those of us in healthcare, pediatricians in particular, have done an excellent job of promoting the benefits of breastfeeding and breast milk. And I think the good news is that message seems to be getting out to parents. But unfortunately, I think what is happening is some people are taking that message so seriously that if they can't produce enough milk for their child or are unable to breastfeed at all, that they're turning to unfamiliar sources on the internet to get that milk instead.
Well, you know, back many hundreds of years ago, there was wet nurses. So they might be thinking that, you know, there is something to having somebody else, you know, breastfeed your child. But this seems really fishy to me and kind of disgusting. But tell me, what is going on? So people are buying this and it's actually a little bit dangerous, isn't it?
So this is pretty different from what you might think of as that old-fashioned wet nursing idea, in that people are exchanging milk for money on the internet, and it's with unfamiliar individuals. So you don't necessarily know the person. You don't know whether to trust the information they might be giving you about their health, for instance, or how they've handled the milk. And so you really don't have a lot of information you can verify to know whether that milk is safe.
Well, I would think that's true. Now, you did a study, and microbial contamination of human milk purchased via the internet. While we're such a, you know, we're such a feared society of contamination in our salads and our spinach and things, I would think this would be one of the tops of the list, and people would be much more wary. What have you found out?
Well, first let me mention that it is very typical for breast milk to have a whole diversity of bacteria in it. And some of those bacteria are actually extremely important for babies developing digestive systems and immune systems. But the problem comes around when there are certain types of bacteria that really don't belong in milk, or when the bacteria are allowed to grow out of control to really high concentrations. And those are some of the things we found in our study. We found that about 3/4 of the milk that we purchased on the internet ourselves had either high levels of certain bacteria or had at least some bacteria we know are closely associated with disease, like certain types of bacteria that are in human waste.
Oh, you know, and Dr. Keim, that's just terrible. And to hear that, I would think that would shut this practice down right then and there, but it's not necessarily, people don't always hear, you know, the right things. So you found that some of it even had human waste, bacterial growth, contamination. You think that this was the women, the collection, kind of the combination, maybe the way they store it or ship it?
Well, there could be several different reasons why we saw the extent of contamination that we saw. Some of those things could be, you know, if you aren't washing your hands before pumping milk, or if you aren't washing your the parts of your pump that come into contact with milk or the containers the milk goes into, that can cause, contaminate the milk with some types of bacteria. Also, if you don't keep the milk cold, if you let it sit out or, you know, don't freeze it promptly, or ship it under warm conditions, those are opportunities for bacteria to grow. And so it's kind of like any other food in your kitchen. You want to wash your hands and keep the area clean and store it properly.
So, Dr. Keim, first speak to the women out there that are making money off their breast milk. What would you prefer that they do? I mean, they see this opportunity to make a buck, and they figure they're in the midst of this. Why not pump a few extra bottles and send them off to someone who would like to use them? And I'm not saying that these are bad people, but they're, you know, in it to make some money. What would you like to say to them?
Well, I think there are a lot of women out there that have extra milk either because they produce too much or have stored up extra milk that their baby isn't going to need, and they do want to help out another family, and that makes a lot of sense. But selling the milk on the internet is probably not the safest way to go about doing that. There's actually a huge need in this country for our nonprofit milk banks to collect milk donations. They can process the milk, they pasteurize it, can store it, and distribute it to babies who are in the hospital and really need this milk like medicine. So there are opportunities to help out other families through some other ways.
So they can donate their extra milk to a milk bank that processes and pasteurizes and sterilizes this so that it's a safe way to go for babies that are maybe premature or cannot be breastfed by their own mothers. Now, what would you like to say to the mothers out there that are hearing all the media about the, you know, benefits of breastfeeding and they're going to the internet to purchase this?
Well, I think it's important for moms who are having difficulty making enough milk for their baby to remember and not feel afraid to reach out for the support that's out there to help them be more successful at breastfeeding. That can start with your pediatrician. They are trained to work on these issues every day with families. They deal with infant feeding problems all the time. There are also lactation supports in hospitals and other settings. And even in the community, there are a lot of peer-to-peer support resources out there. So a lot of women can be helped make enough milk for their own baby, and that's obviously the first best thing. But then beyond that, if that isn't an effective solution, again, working very closely with your pediatrician to look at what your baby's situation is, how they're growing, how they're developing, and make what are going to be the best choices for feeding your baby. And your pediatrician is very experienced in dealing with those issues.
And if someone just, you know, cannot make the milk and they cannot breastfeed, can they go to one of these milk banks, or are these just for hospital use?
In general, the milk banks don't have enough milk to be able to give it to babies that are healthy and at home. That's just an unfortunate situation with the lack of supply of extra milk that we have in this country right now. So that isn't a ready resource. And again, working closely with your pediatrician to figure out what's the best next step for your baby is the most important thing.
So now in just the last minute that we have, Dr. Keim, please wrap this up for us, this study, what you found, and your best advice for those going through the internet to buy, human breast milk.
So we found that about 3/4 of the milk that we studied that was purchased on the internet had either high levels of certain bacteria or had disease-causing bacteria, like the types that are in human waste and really don't belong in milk. And I think it's important to remember that when you're purchasing milk on the internet, you have no way of knowing that the milk is safe. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recommends against feeding your baby milk this way. And again, working closely with your pediatrician to try to help you successfully breastfeed if that's what you want to do. And look for alternative ways of feeding your infant just to make sure your baby is healthy and growing well is the most important thing.
Well, it certainly is, and it's all about the health of our children. Therein lies the name of this show, Healthy Children, and you're listening to it on Radio MD. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, and stay well.